live out there, and I had a newborn baby there. My son had a baby 3 weeks ago. As a young person in the neighborhood, everybody else, we're all old.
About how many homes are on this road?
Was it 30 homes out there, Bud?
I don't know what you're anymore.
Well, I think you've said enough. If you think 25, okay, that's enough. Denzel, is there any way that, like, if it's a six, that we can maintain the ditch line, do the road with what's like on a?
I don't see a way to put a ditch line in there.
Can't put a ditch line in.
Not have any kind of road. Then who would be responsible for?
There's seven houses on Campbell where he's talking about coming in off the lane road. There's seven houses. This is a pasture out here. And then coming down, what's the name of the street? Cypress. There are no houses here. There's one here, one here, one here. This is my house right here.
Okay. What my question to the Road and Bridge and Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator was, if there was any way at all, when you've just got a 10 or 12 foot, that we could, like as a number six, just go in and get the drainage so that once or twice a year it could be graded and maintained. And the answer is?
Is it possible?
Possible to gravel the road like we do Hillman, but Hillman, we don't have ditches there either because the utilities are right along the edge of the road. The gentleman said there is some room to put ditches in, but we would have to acquire the property to do that. My problem with the ditches are, who knows where all the utilities are? Who's going to be responsible if I cut your water line? You expect the county to fix that?
I understand that, sir.
You know, I mean,
I do.
It's not an ideal situation, right. So that's why it's not a typical road petition.
Right.
And
well, all we can do is come before the commission that you allowed us to do, and present our case to you.
And
if you have any questions for me, I'm willing to answer best I can.
Devin and Denzel, what have we done in the past that has been within our road standards, not going outside of what's proper and ethical and legal? Because I know things have happened in the past that shouldn't happen, and that was way past. What have we done recently, or is there any solutions that we can come up with by thinking outside the box?
If they could come up with more right of way, my heart is there for them to take care of the road. But they got to understand, try to look out for the taxpayers' money too. And if we come in there without the drainage and that, we're just putting money down the ditch.
Well, and adding
down
liability.
Do you not think that you could build the road up and the ditches that are already there could be used?
Well, then you're going to have people that's going to be complaining about the approach they got to come up to get up onto the road.
Well, I have to do that now, coming down El Coronado.
It would be even worse.
So, I don't know. You're the engineers or whatever. I'm just a taxpayer. And thank you again for listening to us.
Sure.
Do you think any of the neighbors around could give up more right away?
Well, the problem is most of these houses are sitting on the road.
I know.
There's no, like mine, there's only that far from my property line to the road.
To the road.
I mean, it's very narrow, like they said, you know. And there are some in this neighborhood that don't live here. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to get in touch with them or anything, you know, so I don't know. I don't know.
Do you gentlemen feel that you could...
Ma'am?
Do you gentlemen feel that you could talk to the neighbors and see if how much right-of-way would we need, Denzel, Jim?
A minimum of 10.
Yeah.
Additional.
10 additional.
Do you, yes, sir.
There would be an issue if more right-of-way is to be given. Would the house still comply with the easement, is that what you call it?
Setbacks.
Given up
setbacks
between the road and the house. That would be a conflict, I think, if we were to give more right-of-way in a couple of instances.
I'll be honest, I don't see how they could give up more right-of-way, because the houses, when that was put there, they're right on the property line. If there are no, my research, there's no kind of ordinances or anything over there. You know, you can do what you want to do. Like I said, when it got so bad, I had 2 19-ton loads of clean rock hauled in there, you know, to help out. So, but I can't keep doing that. I mean, you know, I'm on a set income also. Anything.
What are you saying?
The majority of the houses there, you can't give up any right of way for the road, because that's where you park your car, and it goes right up to the front of your house. The lots are only 70 foot deep, and you lose 5 foot off the back of it for utilities.
Whoever planned it in 1926 did some bad planning. They didn't look for the future, you know, but that's in the past. We can't have that. We are where we are now.
It was a camping area originally set up for tents and stuff.
RV park. And there are issues there. I will tell you this. I had my property surveyed 2 weeks ago. And my lot is 5 foot from where I thought it was. And the surveyor is supposed to be on his way down here to bring me to set a copy of his survey so that I can get it recorded and all that. But all on Coronado, right here in the front, the survey is correct, but when you go to the back, it goes over 5 foot. And so I built a little woodworking shop there, and after I had it surveyed, should have done it first. My neighbor's property line is that far from my building. I'm going to have to try to buy a little part from him or something other than that.
That's a common thing.
The surveys are not correct. I have to tell you that.
No, it's not just there. That's a common thing in Taney County. We run into
That's a common thing everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, like I said, I'm not in Louisiana. That's where I moved from, Louisiana. You couldn't sell a place without it being surveyed. Mm-hmm. And that's the safest way. I mean, you know.
Devin, do you guys want to think about this one more? See if they can come up with a solution. Do you think you have no? There is no solution. How do you guys want us to proceed? I think what we're all looking at is we want to help. I don't know that we're able to.
Yes.
So I guess will we be able to? I mean, have you? Can you say something to, you know? You got HDR back here. You've got Great River. We have agreements with both. Is it something that they could spend 10 minutes and say, hey, did you guys think about this? Or do you want to go down that path, or it's a definite can't fix it, or what do you guys want to do?
Again, the right of way, I mean, there's, yeah, if you want to curb and gutter it and go through all that expense.
Well, we can't curb and gutter.
You know, we're not going to curb and gutter.
No, I'm just saying.
Gracious.
Do you agree that's one option?
Yeah, I mean,
to where you're not taking up any more width than you have to, because the back of the concrete and back of concrete's the edge of road. It takes up a whole lot less room than creating a ditch with a culvert.
Curb outlets, you know, to control where you dump the water out. As it stands right now, without any other right of way, the only thing I see is kind of like we've got on Hillman Road. And in this administration, we've gone to a lot of trouble to pave those dirt roads that were Class 6, because one of the first things I did when I went over to the office, Devin had me run a cost analysis on what that cost, and that's just a continual, and no offense to anybody, but the first time it rains, you're going to call and say, I'm going to need some more rock on my road, and that ends up costing taxpayers a continual
that costs more than doing a chip and seal.
In the long run, yes, sir. In 4 years, we could have chip and sealed it. You know.
But don't forget, we are the taxpayers.
Right, I understand that. I understand that.
It's been stated here multiple times. County operates solely on sales tax.
Right.
The county operates solely on sales tax.
The road and bridge. Yeah.
So our road and bridge, our sewer, even everything within the county is operates solely on sales tax. Your personal property and real estate taxes, majority goes to the schools in those different districts.
Road and bridge department, it's sales taxes. It's a half percent sales tax, and it's that all goes to the road and bridge department to maintain all the roads and bridges in Taney County. And I think I know two of us have said that if there was a solution, we'd like to do it. But and the only solution I'm getting that I hear is we've got to have more right of way.
Yeah.
What is the right of way on? Is it Hellman?
Hillman is 20 foot also.
Okay. Do you want us to table this? Do you want us to move forward? Again, we're looking at you guys because you're the ones that...
I will recommend tabling, and we'll get with these people and dig as deep as we can to come up with a solution.
Sir?
I'm a believer of looking at all options and being a little creative sometimes is a big help. We have a piece of equipment that could do part of the work ourselves, but it's in need of repair. Is there anything the county could do to help us repair that piece of equipment?
You're getting into something totally different.
Yeah, that's a different. That's not our position. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What we need to see, and they're willing to work, dig as deep as they can to see if there's any way that, it appears that. Need right away.
Back though, she sold it.
Yeah. Well, whatever, we thank you that you're going to look into it and try your best to help us. We understand that.
Yep. So I move that we table Candles Drive in Cypress.
We have a motion on the floor.
That we table it and to look for if there is a solution. We'll just leave it at that.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yes, sir.
Do we need to initiate an appointment with someone to?
I would get with them and see what they want to, how they want to proceed.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And our next one's Meadowview Lane. It's in Cedar Meadows subdivision. You go down T Highway and turn on Cedar Park for about 2.5 miles, and it'll be the big subdivision back there on your left. Meadowview Lane is, we wouldn't have to do nothing. You can see on the video, snow plow it. And that should be good for a few more years until you would need a surface treatment.
Pardon?
I didn't hear what you said.
I've been over that different times. It's a nice, it's a nice road.
Turn around.
And nice area. Most others. The county road has most of those others, don't they?
We do.
In that area.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's like two more in there that haven't been petitioned.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
I'm just trying to figure out where it's at. Sorry. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Off of Ventura.
You got to walk me in from...
Huh?
So you got to walk me in. Is it off T?
Off of T.
Cedar Park.
Cedar Park.
And go almost to the end of Cedar Park, and it would be on your left.
Is Cedar Park T10?
Yes.
Okay.